Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Take Pride in Retirement, the podcast dedicated to helping members of the LGBTQ plus community protect and grow their hard-earned money. Get set for a show full of education and insights with your host and advisor, Matt McClure. We recognize every family is unique. The goal of the show is to help you achieve financial freedom so you and your loved ones can have the retirement you've always dreamed of. A retirement you can take pride in, no matter who you are, where you're from, or who you love. So now, let's start the show. Here's Matt McClure.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Take Pride in Retirement. Matt McClure here with you, your advisor, your pal, your confidant, your friend, your good buddy. I really do appreciate it very, very much each and every time that you join me when we get together here on the old podcast, talking about all things LGBTQ+ when it comes to retirement. You know, that's the reason I wanted to start this show is because there aren't many resources, if any, talking about LGBTQ plus finances in general, but also talking about LGBTQ plus retirement specifically. So that is that's the problem that I was looking to solve. And, you know, hopefully this is helping solve said problem with this show. I really thank you for being a part of that solution as well, because, hey, you're listening. Hopefully, in addition to listening, you're also going to the website, takeprideinretirement.com. That's takeprideinretirement.com. You can also go email me at matt@takeprideinretirement.com. It's just my first name, @takeprideinretirement.com. And again, my first name's Matt. And you can also, if you prefer, give me a call, 855-246-9211, 855-246-9211. I really, really, really also want you to follow me on the socials. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, on Threads as well. So follow me there. My personal handles are out there, but I really want you to, if I'm trying to build a following on the Take Pride in Retirement pages. So search for Take Pride in Retirement, any of those places, and give me a follow. Give me a like. Start commenting and start helping us spread the word about this show, which I think is a great, great thing for the community. Now, today on the show, what we're going to do is talk a lot about Social Security and talk a little bit as well about kind of, you know, some uncertainty that is out there, not only about Social Security, but about, I don't know, about life in general, really, as we get farther into 2025 here. And some changes happening in D.C. Of course, a lot of people feel very uneasy about what the future might hold. And of course, we want you to get a plan in place so no matter what happens, you know that you are good, that you have a retirement plan in place that's going to give you that retirement that you can take pride in and allow you to do the things that you want to do. That really is the goal here. And the whole goal of the show, of course, is to educate you. And, you know, it's all about just sort of spreading the word about answers to questions, really. Now, of course, here on the show, I can answer questions sort of generally and kind of give, you know, generalized information. But when you call me or use any of those ways to get in touch with me, like if you go to takeprideinretirement.com, for example, up at the very top of the page, you'll see schedule a consultation. If you were to click on that button, click there, it'll actually take you directly to my calendar where you then can schedule an appointment with me for a free, absolutely free initial consultation. And we can do a deep dive in your financial world, in your financial situation, and see if there are some things that can be improved. And chances are I can help you. But you know what? If I can't, I'll tell you that you are on the right track already. And that, yeah, you know, you don't need any changes, maybe a tweak here or there or whatever, but whatever road you're on, you're great. I'll tell you that. It's not a high pressure situation at all. I am not a high pressure person. What you hear is what you get, and what you see is what you get if you're watching some highlights on YouTube. Yeah, we're there too, by the way. And of course, you can subscribe to the podcast anywhere you get your podcasts, wherever you're listening right now. Make sure that you leave us a comment, and also make sure that you know, give us a good 5-star rating or a thumbs up or whatever the rating system might be on your particular place where you listen to podcasts. Like us and subscribe. I really would appreciate that. Okay, so as I said, we're going to talk a lot about the state of Social Security, and I've got some very specific points here about LGBTQ plus considerations when it comes to Social Security and some decisions that need to be made. And you might say, well, Matt, what is Social Security? It's just Social Security. There's nothing I can do about it, right? Wrong. There are actually a lot of decisions that you can make that will affect your Social Security benefit and, you know, your spouse's and your partner's, perhaps, or whatever your relationship situation is, right? Because as we always say, no matter who you are, where you come from, who you love, how you identify, how much money you have, any of those things, those considerations are going to be there, of course, but no matter what your background, I want you to have that retirement you can take pride in. We'll also talk about, you know, when should you start taking Social Security and much more, including creating multiple income streams and all of that. All right, so a lot to get to. We'll start it off, though, as we do each and every time, with our quote of the week.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
This is the first time I think I've actually shared a quote of the week from Cher. Correct me if I'm wrong. If you've listened to an episode of the show and I've shared a Cher quote before. But of course, she's an icon and an LGBTQ plus ally. And she said this: women and the LGBTQ plus community need to take control of their power, because if you don't take control of your power, someone else will. If you don't take control of your power, someone else will. Boy, that really rings true in so many aspects of our lives. You know, when we're talking about our personal lives, when we're talking about, of course, the way that we live our lives each and every day, the way that we plan our lives going forward, the way that we try to impact our communities and our lives, we have a certain amount of power there. But also in our financial life, you know, if we don't take control of the power that we have over our finances are going to take control of us, or somebody else with more money, perhaps, is going to take control of us, and we won't have a foundation that has been laid for a good, solid retirement, one that you can take pride in, of course. So that's the way that I see that quote is relating to finances. Take control of them before they take control of you, right? So a great quote there from Cher, of all people, right? I mean, come on. I love me some Cher. Maybe not as much as I love Dolly, but don't tell Cher that. I'm sure she'll be very offended. But anyway, I digress. All right. So into our, you know, conversation about Social Security here. And also, I think that quote by Cher, by the way, really does fit with this conversation about Social Security, because, yes, as I sort of alluded to at the beginning, little do a lot of people know that you actually can take control of certain aspects of Social Security. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. First, though, how is the state of Social Security today? Well, via ssa.gov, I'll tell you this. The 2024 Annual Trustees Report provides a comprehensive overview of the financial status of Social Security, and it highlights several critical findings and challenges that the program's going to face in the coming decade. The report comes out every year, and it's crucial to be able to understand what we're looking at as far as the future of Social Security and the necessary steps to ensure its sustainability. How long is Social Security going to last, right? That is actually one of the key findings of this report, talking about when reserves will be depleted. There are a couple of trust funds that we talk about when we talk about Social Security. There's the Old Age Survivors Insurance, right? So that's Old Age and Survivors Insurance Trust Fund. And then there's the Disability Insurance Trust Fund. The overall kind of combined date when those are projected to sort of have their reserves depleted is 2035. That's a year later than they previously said. Oh, yay, we bought us a year. But still, that's 10 years away. So in 10 years, the reserves of Social Security are projected to be depleted. Even sooner than that, specifically the Old Age and Survivors Insurance Trust Fund, that's the OASI, that's the one that pays out retiree benefits, right, when you reach a certain age. That trust fund is expected to pay full benefits until 2033. That's consistent with last year's projection. And then, who knows, benefits will have to be cut after that, they say. So really, it comes down to income versus costs, right? The report is saying that the trust fund's annual costs are going to exceed total income throughout a 75-year projection period, right? So they projected it out 75 years up to the year 2098, or 75 years from last year when the report came out. They projected that the disability insurance part of things, the Disability Insurance Trust Fund is projected to maintain full benefit payments all the way through that 75-year period. So that part of the trust fund, or that trust fund out of the two, is obviously the more secure of the two, because it's got enough in there, or it's projected to have enough in there to be able to pay those benefits out 75 years from now, or really from last year at least. So, but the whole income versus cost thing really is affecting the Old Age Survivors Insurance Trust Fund. That is the one that pays out those retiree benefits, as I've been saying. And the annual cost of that, of course, is going to exceed total income throughout the 75-year projection period. After the projected trust fund reserve depletion in 2035, the continuing income would only cover 83% of program costs. So 83% of benefits, right? And declining further to 73% by 2098. And that, as the report says, indicates a significant funding shortfall that's going to need to be addressed in order to maintain full benefits. Basically, bottom line is there's part of Social Security that has enough money to make it out 75 years. The part of Social Security that we sort of concern ourselves with more here is the part that pays out retiree benefits. That trust fund, according to SSA.gov, is slated to run out of money, and then they'll have to reduce benefits in about 10 years. So without legislative action, there's going to have to be a lot of changes that are going to have to be made. A cut in benefits will have to be made unless Congress does something about it. So, you know, as we move into 2025, the state of Social Security really does present kind of a mixed picture. There's some slight improvements there, as I was saying, where they've added a year to the projection of when both the trust funds combined are expected to run out of money, right? It was 2034. Now it's 2035. So at least that is a bit of a positive thing. So how are we going to address it? Well, that is up to the lawmakers. And you say, well, Matt, that's part of things I can't control. Yeah, I mean, you know what? You can't hold their finger to the button of, you know, making a vote yay or nay, or abstaining from a particular vote or whatever, voting present or whatever that they can do in D.C. Yeah, sure, you can't just hold their finger and make them vote yes or no to a certain piece of legislation. You can call your representatives, pressure them to vote one way or another, which would be more beneficial to you. That's something that you can do. You can speak out, of course, with your vote. You can join, you know, community activist groups and things like that to really speak out and let your voice be heard in large numbers. And that'll get them, hopefully, to shore up Social Security without significant cuts in benefits. And so we really need that to happen, or big changes are going to have to be made. And all of this underscores the need for you to have a financial plan that, no matter what happens to Social Security, is going to be a strong one. You know, I want you to be in a place, because as you can tell by kind of what I've been talking about here over the last few minutes, there's a lot of uncertainty around Social Security and about when it's going to be able to pay out benefits through, what year it's going to be able to pay out benefits through. And so what can you do about that? Well, as the quote from Cher suggested a few minutes ago, take control of your situation. And I love helping people come up with income plans so that they can be sure that they are going to have income for the rest of their lives. You know, we have certain products and plans that we can talk about that can say, this is income that's going to be guaranteed to live as long as you do. And there are different strategies that we can put in place that will get a lot of growth in your principal, but still, and you know, I mean, obviously that growth is not guaranteed or anything like that. That's just, you can share in market growth is really what I mean there. But you can get potentially a lot of great growth, but at the same time, you can then flip a switch at one point, basically, turn that into income for the rest of your life. Income you can never outlive. And so then Social Security, no matter what happens to it, you're going to be okay. So you get Social Security, that's going to be kind of the cherry on top, right? Or the gravy or the whatever, you know, food related analogy you want to use. Social Security is going to be that thing that is, oh, great, I get this check too. I can use this money, this income for XYZ thing, not keeping a roof over my head and paying the bills and all that. I've got all that taken care of. And I know that I have that taken care of because I planned for it. So in an initial consultation, and you can set one up, by the way, once again, by going to takeprideinretirement.com, takeprideinretirement.com, click the schedule a consultation button there. And what we'll do is take a look at your portfolio and assets, whatever you might have as far as investments and plans right now. And if you don't have, you know, the word portfolio sounds too, you know, grand for what you have in your situation right now. You say, man, I've got a 401k and that's kind of it. That's fine. That's great. I'm glad that you have that 401k. I'm glad that you do have money set aside. Or if you have an IRA, whatever your situation, I want to work with it, right? I want to make sure that you are in that place, that you have a plan. So no matter what happens with Social Security or anything else, you've got income for the rest of your life. So we're going to discuss those financial goals, discuss your vision for retirement. What are you doing? Who are you with? Are you with your partner, your spouse? Are you with other loved ones, your chosen family, perhaps? Whoever you're with, and what are you doing with those people that are in your life? If you kind of close your eyes and envision your ideal retirement, that's what I want to help you achieve. So we'll take a look at what your current plan is. If you don't have one, we'll create one. If you do have one, I'll do a deep dive into it and come up with a recommended plan for you. And again, like I said at the very top of the show, if it turns out to be a situation where I can't improve because you've done such a good job, I can't improve on what you have done already, then I'll tell you that. It's not a high pressure situation. But what I will do is answer as many questions as I can, and as many questions as you have, really, about your retirement. So reach out, get started on your own customized retirement plan today. Just go to the website. It's takeprideinretirement.com, takeprideinretirement.com. Click on the schedule a consultation button. You can also call me 855-246-9211, 855-246-9211. All right, so what about Social Security do LGBTQ plus people need to keep in mind? What are some of the concerns that are specific to the wider LGBTQ plus community that may or may not be of concern to the population as a whole, kind of, right? LGBTQ plus people do have unique considerations to keep in mind when planning for Social Security benefits because of things like marital history, you know, survivor benefits, the potential for differing earnings histories between two people in a relationship. And some key points really to keep in mind here are, number one, as I said, the eligibility for spousal and survivor benefits, because that's where that marital history thing comes in. If you want spousal benefits to carry over to your partner, your spouse, make sure that you are in a marriage that is legally recognized. Social Security benefits for spouses and survivors are only available to married couples or divorced couples who were married for at least 10 years. So if you're married for 10 years, got a divorce, spousal benefits are available, but Social Security benefits otherwise only available to married spouses. So make sure that your marriage is legally recognized. if you want that spousal benefit to carry over. And by spousal benefit, here's what I mean. Let's say, you know, you are married to your spouse and you have the higher income during your life, during your working years, and your spouse has a lower income than you during working years. That means when you get to retirement and you start taking Social Security, generally speaking, if you were to take Social Security starting at the same time, for example, you would very likely have a higher Social Security income coming in every year, and your spouse would have the lower of the two Social Security income. Well, let's say, God forbid, you die. Your spouse doesn't get to still keep both of those checks, but your spouse does get to keep the higher of the two payments. That's what I mean by a spousal benefit, right? They get to take your higher paycheck instead of their lower paycheck from then on out. So that's what that means. And then, of course, you know, that's really, you know, if one partner has that higher earnings record, the other is going to be eligible for that larger survivor benefit. And then divorced couples, you know, if you've been married, as I said, at least 10 years, you may still be eligible for those spousal benefits. So just check that out as well. The timing of benefits, and we'll talk more about this coming up in just a few minutes, but the timing of benefits is also important, because if you delay past your full retirement age, which right now the full retirement age is either 66 and some months, or 67. If you delay past that right now, you're increasing your monthly benefit amount by up to 8% per year, basically getting an 8% rate of return, essentially, if you want to look at it that way, through age 70. Now, don't delay past age 70 because it won't do you any good. You don't get any more raises after that. But if you want to wait, if you have health on your side and that kind of thing, that can be really good for the higher earning spouse, because that maximizes not only your benefits, but survivor benefits as well. And if one partner is significantly older, then you have to take into account the timing of when each claims the benefits, because you may need some careful coordination to optimize your overall lifetime benefits. So please, 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 if you get in contact with me, our firm can run what is called an RSSA roadmap. My colleague is a member of the RSSA's Registered Social Security Analyst, and he can run an RSSA roadmap. That's a really deep dive into your Social Security situation and what would be best for you and your spouse based on the information that's provided by the Social Security Administration. And then, you know, can project on out your income and all of that, and really see when would be the most advantageous time. And we'll give you different scenarios as well. It'll map out a lot of different scenarios for you so that you can determine which one of those is going to be best for you in your situation. That's what it's all about, is what's best for you, what's best for you in your particular situation. Another consideration here is, you know, things like gender identity and name changes. You got to make sure that your records with the Social Security Administration are accurate, particularly if you or your spouse, if you have one, has undergone a name change, perhaps a gender marker change on identification. Errors or inconsistencies in that information can delay you being able to take benefits. If you have dependents, children, you know, maybe adopted or biological kids, they could be eligible for benefits based on your earnings record if you claim Social Security before they reach age 18 or 19, if still in high school at that age. Consider tax implications as well, because, you know, up to 85% of Social Security benefits can be taxable depending on your combined income. Joint filers may face higher thresholds for taxation, so planning for that is super, super important. My favorite of these points: seek professional advice. Yes, consult with a financial advisor who understands LGBTQ plus issues. That can help you tailor your claiming strategy. And if you reach out at takeprideinretirement.com, that's exactly what I can help you do. Then, you know, you can get legal advice. I'm not a lawyer. I'm a financial advisor. I'm not a lawyer, right? But we can, of course, refer you to someone who can make sure that your estate plans, your wills, your power of attorney documents, all that is up to date for you, your spouse or partner, your family in general. So those are all considerations, you know, to help you make informed decisions as a member of the LGBTQ plus community to maximize Social Security benefits and provide financial security for both partners. Reach out to me once again, that website, takeprideinretirement.com. So, you know, we talked about timing there for a second, but I want to dive in just for another minute here on that. So you got to understand, first of all, your full retirement age. So when is the best time to take Social Security, to start drawing Social Security? The answer is, it depends. Depends on you. Is it your full retirement age? Maybe. And that age is the age at which you are entitled to receive your full Social Security benefit. And as I said earlier, it's either 66 and some months, or age 67 right now. It's based on your birth year. Delaying benefits past your full retirement age gives you that 8% thereabouts increase per year up until age 70. But again, don't delay past age 70 because that's not going to do you any good. Assess your health and your life expectancy. This is such an important piece of the puzzle here because, you know, your current health, your family medical history, that all needs to be taken into consideration because if you're in good health and have a history of longevity, delaying benefits could result in greater total lifetime benefits. But on the other end, if you've got health concerns, or if you've got a family history of a lot of different health-related issues, you might benefit from, you know, as soon as you are eligible to draw Social Security benefits, doing that. Take the money and run could be your strategy, right? Marital status, family dynamics, those need to come into play, as I was mentioning earlier as well. Review other sources of retirement income. This is why it's so important to have multiple sources of income because, you know, you may have a pension. If you're lucky enough to have one, oh my gosh, you are in an amazing spot, more so than a lot of other people, because it's kind of like finding a unicorn out there these days. Not a lot of employers, unless you work for the government or maybe a large corporation that has still, you know, still has that on the books, still has a pension plan available for their employees. You know, gone are the days where you worked for 40 years and retired, got the gold watch and a pension and went out the door. Things are different now. 401ks, IRAs, personal savings, those are things that you're going to have to, you know, maintain and then live on in retirement, in addition to that personal pension plan that I was talking about earlier that can provide you with that lifetime income. And so, you know, got to take into account all of those different sources because they can provide financial support for you and allow you to delay Social Security up till age 70 so then you can increase your benefits. You got to, of course, consider tax implications as well. You've got to calculate the break-even point. That is the age at which the total benefits from delaying surpass the benefits that you would receive if you started earlier. And that point typically occurs between ages 78 and 81. So then that age can help you kind of determine, okay, am I going to live that long? First of all, based on my health history, based on my family's history of health, am I likely to live that long? And then decide which way to go based on that, basically. Like, you know, just take all of the information into consideration and then make the best decision for you. I, as a financial advisor, can help you do a deep dive, analyze everything as part of your overall financial plan. And of course, Social Security is a big part of that. You know, you shouldn't rely solely on Social Security, but you should want to maximize it, certainly. And it should be, you know, your plan for Social Security should be something that fits your situation, that is right for you. Because, you know, what your mom or your dad did, or what your, you know, neighbor down the street did, your aunt or your uncle or whomever, whatever anybody else did, it may be right for you. Sure. Broken clock is right twice a day, right? But the fact of the matter is it probably isn't right for you. You need your own strategy. I can help you determine what that should be. Just go to takeprideinretirement.com. Takeprideinretirement.com is the website. Click on the schedule a consultation button. It's right there at the very top of the page. So speaking of, you know, not depending on Social Security benefits for your entire retirement income, because of, you know, several different things, benefits are often not enough to cover all of your living and healthcare costs, particularly, you know, as we've seen inflation going over the past few years and prices have been inflated. And then we've seen, you know, especially healthcare costs go way up. Social Security was intended to supplement, originally supplement, yes, not substitute, pensions and personal savings. The average monthly benefit is about $1,700-ish. And that's probably, when you get to retirement, going to prove inadequate. You are going to want to make sure that you have a plan in place that's going to help fill that gap, right? The gap that's created between what you've been earning and what your Social Security is going to pay. You want to make sure that you have a retirement income surplus, not an income gap. And if you're relying only on Social Security, you are most likely going to have a gap. And Social Security benefits don't have a lot of flexibility. And the features that are out there that are offered by a lot of retirement accounts, like you can't just take and withdraw all your funds at once or take a loan out against the balance of the account or anything like that, which I wouldn't encourage you to do really anyway. But you can't do that. If there's some sort of emergency situation where that was a requirement and you needed to do that or else you would be on the street, sure. But you don't even have that option with Social Security. And then, of course, the Social Security trust funds could be depleted within about 10 years. And that is going to lead to potentially reduced payouts, as we mentioned earlier. So it is what I would say essential for retirees, pre-retirees, no matter who you are, where you come from, who you love, to diversify retirement plans with some steps here. Now, I talked about, and I do want to mention here briefly, kind of the uncertainty that's out there right now, especially with the changeover in administrations and party controlling one half of Congress changing as well. So there's a lot that's changing in DC. What I can say is this. I think there's no better time to talk to a professional, to talk to myself in particular. Go to takeprideinretirement.com, click schedule a consultation. Get a plan in place because, yeah, we really don't know. There are a lot of proposals out there about this, that, or the other potentially happening that could be beneficial to some and not to others and all of that. We don't really know at this point exactly what's going to happen with all of the different tax proposals and everything. You know, it's got to make it through Congress, and there's a whole process that's going to have to take place before any major changes to the tax code and all that are going to happen. But, and it's a big but, as RuPaul once said, it's a big but. The uncertainty is still there, right? The fact that we don't know what's going to happen leads to a lot of that uncertainty. And the fact that it's seemingly out of our control leads to a lot of that uncertainty. The thing is, though, control the things you can control. That's what I preach all the time to everybody. Control what you can. Take control of your own destiny here and put a plan in place that's going to be good and solid for you and help you fulfill your dreams and goals and aspirations and all of that for your retirement years, no matter what happens with the tax code, no matter what happens with Social Security benefits, no matter what happens with anything else. So I think that now is a great time for you to reach out and let me evaluate your situation, your existing savings, your income sources, expenditures, all of those things, and determine what you need to save for retirement. Are you on track? Or are you kind of being left in the dust here? Set clear retirement goals. You can't get to a destination unless you know where you're going, right? So you gotta put in that destination in the financial GPS here. And then I can help you with the turn-by-turn directions to get you there. You've got to utilize different types of retirement accounts. You know, maximize your contributions to accounts like your 401k, your IRA, a Roth IRA, if you have one of those, 403b, if you have one of those types of accounts as well, depending on your employment situation, of course. and you can benefit from diverse tax advantages and different savings opportunities. Like a Roth, you put money in that tax has already been paid on, it grows tax-free, and then in retirement, you get to take withdrawals tax-free from that account. It's sort of the opposite, right, of a 401k or a regular IRA, a traditional IRA, where you put money in pre-tax and then it grows. But then in the end, when you make withdrawals, you have to pay taxes on that money. So you want to have some tax diversification there. And then speaking of diversification, you want to be invested in a mix of assets. So you want stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, perhaps annuities to provide you with growth that's protected and also some income that you can live on for the rest of your life. Can take and turn that into that income that is essential for your retirement years. Stay informed, stay educated. Continuing to listen to Take Pride in Retirement is a good way to do that, I believe. Continuously update yourself on what's going on in not only the financial markets. I'm not saying sit there and watch, you know, Bloomberg or CNBC or whatever all day long, but, you know, kind of stay up to date as much as you can on retirement planning strategies, the things that are happening in the markets, and make well-informed decisions. Or work with me and I'll do that for you. And we can work together in keeping up to date on what is happening. And of course, consult with a financial advisor. I'll say it again, takeprideinretirement.com. That is the website, takeprideinretirement.com. Click schedule a consultation. It's right there at the top of the screen. And I would love to talk to you. It's free of any cost, any obligation to continue on. You only work with me if it's best for you. And we'll determine that by working together in that free consultation. All right. TakePrideInRetirement.com, once again, is the website. Well, that is going to do it for our time together this time around on Take Pride in Retirement. I hope you've gotten something out of it. I hope that, you can take some little nuggets into your week and hopefully, into your life going forward. If you've got any questions about anything that I've talked about today, I'll be glad to help clear away the cobwebs and clear away the fog for you so that you can see clearly what I've been talking about and maybe get some explanations based on your individual situation. Again, reach out. TakePrideInRetirement.com is the website. You can also call me 855-246-9211, 855-246-9211. That is toll free. So no matter where you are across the country, you can reach me at that number. And if you have to leave a message, I will call you back. All right. So plan for your income. That is the moral of the story today, so that no matter what happens with Social Security, you have an income that you cannot outlive. Get in touch with me. We'll make it happen. Again, that'll do it for this time around. We'll see you next time, though. Until then, take pride in yourselves and take care of each other. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to Take Pride in Retirement. Members of the LGBTQ+ community deserve to work with a fiduciary financial advisor who puts their needs first. To schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Matt McClure and the team at Active Wealth Management, call 855-246-9211 or go online to takeprideinretirement.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Active Wealth Management Incorporated are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Matt McClure and Active Wealth Management are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosures of any conflicts of interest. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A Item 4, for additional information.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not in any way refer to investment advisory products. Rates and guarantees provided by insurance products and annuities are subject to the financial strength of the issuing insurance company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC.